Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Well, here we go. We just had a full-on conversation that we could never have on radio in podcast form ever.
Never.
Ever.
It's probably very good. We were not recording. You weren't recording, right?
No, I was not. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Do you guys see these Peloton ads running all the time?
Yes,
and they're so... Oh my God, annoying.
You want one, right?
I do.
I want one. I just want this person in this commercial to never, ever be able to act ever again.
It's so funny that people are just so upset about this poor woman who's just doing her job. She's just an actress in this commercial for the Peloton bike, right?
Okay.
So she's super thin and fit and in shape. And she gets the gift of Peloton, which wouldn't that be lovely at Christmas time?
It really would.
Well, people are making fun of her because she's already in great shape to begin with. And then she talks about how it changed her life.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Now.
A Peloton? Give it up for our first time ride.
All right, first ride. I'm a little nervous, but excited. Let's do this. 5 days in a row. You surprised?
I am. 6 a.m. Yay.
Rising with the sun.
That was totally worth it.
Let's go, Grace of Austin. 50 rides.
She just said my name. A year ago, I didn't realize how much this would change me. Thank you.
This holiday, give the gift of Peloton.
Yeah, and it documents her journey. And oh my God, look at her now. She's amazing.
But
why
here's
does that
the
bug?
The question, people are annoyed because they're like, that's not who needs that bike. The woman who needs to go from 114 pounds to 111.
Well, just because you're skinny doesn't mean that your heart is in good shape.
She was
still
in good
need
shape.
To, but she's an actress.
I get it. Two, her
weird
gift in return to him is that video recap. So he buys her a $2,000 Peloton bike, and he's like, so what did you get me? She's like, watch, you shut up, watch. Just sits right up there on the screen. And then she turns to him like, do you love it?
Yeah.
Do you love it?
He's like, I love that rocking booty of yours. Yeah.
Right?
Get in here.
Yes, he does.
I actually wanted one of them BMWs with the big bows on it. I saw the commercial before, so how about you grab one of those?
Huh? Yeah, and people are just, they're like, she's so fakey in the commercial, and she's so like, it's just the most ridiculous. I'm so afraid to go on this journey. Here I go.
Is it safe to say Peloton is very bougie?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. It's a very basic bougie thing right now, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
Peloton.
Anybody I know who has one is very bougie.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I had never even thought of it like that because I see those commercials. I actually love that commercial because I'm like, you go. Look at you. You don't work out. And that's fine. You're just naturally skinny. But you know what? You want to be in good shape so you can raise your family and have a great life. And look at you getting up at 6 in the morning. Like, I was hook, line, and sinker, like ready to order one.
As you were eating onion dip with ruffle chips. Yeah. Like, you go, girl.
I was drinking wine.
Oh. I want her to make one of those montages for her husband after the laundry's been hanging on that thing for the last 3 months.
No way. She's using that for a solid year.
Yeah.
It's the same as any exercise equipment you bring into the house. You're right. Mm-hmm. It's just there to sit.
Yeah.
Well, it has a video screen and you're part of a class. I mean, come on. I'm just saying.
Doesn't that happen at the gym you have a membership to?
Yeah. I've never taken a cycle class there because...
Spin class.
Gosh, I used to do that all the time at the firm in downtown Minneapolis.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
That place? That was like the it place to work out.
Gym.
Oh, yeah. And that's why I liked it. Nobody was like all up in your booty. Like,
well,
you know, when
you're... Depends who you are. Yeah.
Well, when you're a girl, nobody was. I can tell you that.
What time is that class?
It's all up in your booty. 2 o'clock.
When you are spinning, your booty's up, it's shaking, you're moving it.
Don't ever do that again, please.
I mean, how did you get married?
Well, I'll tell you.
Like,
pretty popular.
Your
with
dance
my
moves.
Husband.
He's a fan of her.
Yes, he is.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Did he lose a bet?
He took that 2 p.m. class.
He did.
The booty class.
Oh, man. I thought of you yesterday when I opened up my veggie tray to pull out my veggie dip so that I could dip chips in my veggie dip. Rather than eat the vegetables from the veggie tray, I went, oh, this is such a Dez move.
Yes.
Wow.
That is, I'm high five.
I didn't even realize it at the time. I took the dip out of the veggie tray, put the veggies, back in the fridge so that I could then dip my kettle chips in the veggie dip.
Nice crunch.
I was out of a good dippy, and I went, oh my God, I just dezzed it up.
Well, that was actually very resourceful. I mean, if you think about it, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
You didn't have to go to the store to buy a dip. You're like, look at that. I already have one in there with those sick, disgusting vegetables.
I know,
who bought those? Oh, wait, that was me?
That was me. But I was smart enough to buy them with a dip.
Yep. so yeah. smart. So then you can maybe stir fry them up before they get, you know, icky.
Before they go bad, sure.
Wow.
Yeah, these are the things that happen to me. I'm reminded of you three all the time. I do things or say things that remind me of you, and yeah, it's all the time.
You constantly wish that you could stop it. You're like, oh, no, I did another dance.
I know, right? We had a lot of fun talking about the long Minnesota goodbye this morning, and we didn't get to hear from a fellow Minnesotan, Mr. Hibbing here. I'm sure there are lots of things where you feel like your Minnesota is showing. Do you do stuff or notice things that go, wow, it's only here?
Well, all sorts of stuff. I'm a big fan of the, not only the long Minnesota goodbye. I think
do
that
you
one
do it?
Is, I do, yeah, unfortunately.
I wouldn't think you'd do that. You seem like the guy that would be like, all right, I'm leaving, bye, and you'd just be gone.
I do it because I feel like other people expect me to do it.
Oh,
you know, okay. when you stand at the door and you're just going, so Thursday, huh? And everyone's like, yep, Thursday. Okay, well, I guess I'll see you then. Yep. And that's at 7:30. Yep. It's 7:30. Okay. And are you going to pick me up? Yes, I'm going to pick you up because this is what we talked about 20 minutes ago. I feel like people want you to do the long Minnesota goodbye.
Are you a hugger, though?
No, not so much. Not a big fan.
A key part of the long Minnesota goodbye, you know, there's the first hug.
Yeah.
Right? The, okay, we're getting up to go, so we're going to give you a hug. Mm-hmm. And then you've got, you know, all of the in-between time from gathering your things to getting to the door, to standing at the door, to the mini conversation at the door, to the next hug, which then leads to you putting your hand on the doorknob, to going outside. And, you know, there's a lot of key parts to this. And I wish I could stop it, but I really can't.
No, it is in you.
Yeah, it
is. There's no going back.
You know what else feels very Minnesotan is when something is going on in a place that you are not from, and then you reference wherever you are from.
What?
So somebody will say, oh, we're all going to get together on Saturday. We're going to go down to the church. They're having like a little sale down there. Oh, you know, back in Hibbing, we had bazaars all the time. In fact, they used to have cakewalks where you'd bring a cake and then you could actually walk in a circle and win other people's cakes. Talking about where you come from and the activities that you did, it feels very Minnesotan.
It does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the Minnesota one-upper too. If you have any story that you're telling somebody, it's very similar to what Rudy just did there, is you'll say something and be like, oh, what a crazy weekend I had. Oh, my weekend was fantastic. King of it, Moon.
Yes.
Who's on KS95? You can't tell a story. You'd be like, I had a tuna fish sandwich for lunch today. That's nothing compared to the tuna fish sandwich that almost took me down. I choked on it the other day.
And it's always who's worse off.
Yeah, yes. I was going to say, it's never a better story. It's always like, you know, oh, like for girls, it's about how little you paid for your clothes.
Yeah.
You know, like you want to beat their cheapness.
Mm-hmm. Which is so strange. I know as soon as someone compliments you on something, you have to immediately tell them in great detail why it's not that great.
Yeah.
No. I know it looks good, but let me tell you, hold on a second. Yeah. You know, I'll get that if people ask, oh, where are you going on Christmas vacation or whatever?
Yeah.
I'll say, you know, oh, we're going to do this or that. And I go, oh, no. I got a great deal on the airfare. And, you know, you have to quickly diminish it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But it's just our nature, isn't it?
It is. We're humble by nature.
Yeah, we have to be.
Or we just pretend to be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. Is it Minnesotan to avoid meeting new people? Is that a Minnesota thing?
I think so in the way that we're protective of our group of people. Like, we don't want to let somebody else new in. Doesn't mean we don't like them.
But if you have the opportunity to go meet new people and you choose not to, you're like, ooh, it's new people. And you know how I feel about new people. And then you just don't do it.
Yeah, that's pretty normal.
Is that Minnesotan?
Yes.
I lived on the East Coast, and those people are definitely not all about meeting new people. What I feel is a little bit more Minnesotan is you dodge the people you already know.
Okay.
If you see somebody like, you know, at the end of the aisle in a Target, you're like, how do I get out of here without them seeing me?
Parents.
Yes. Not that you dislike them. Not that there's anything wrong with them. It's just, I'm kind of on a time crunch and I know I'll end up in a 30-minute conversation about absolutely nothing with that person. I don't hate them. I just don't feel like talking to them right now. So how can I quickly get through the aisle and out the door before they recognize me?
No small talk.
Not at all. No, I feel like that's a very Minnesotan thing to do.
I agree with you 1,000%. I wouldn't have thought of that, but that's totally my dad's move. I remember riding in the car where he would come up with a strategy. You know, well, if we go this way, we can avoid running into old so-and-so. And I just can't.
Okay. What? What happened?
Yeah.
Just, nothing. I just can't.
We're friends. Like, our families have gone out to have dinner at the Villager, you know? But no, not today. And then Blair had no time for that.
The Minnesota thing is when they get caught up with one of those people and they go, oh, son of a bitch. Hey, Tom! Yes. Tom, who? Hey, buddy! We're in it now, aren't we? Son of a... Oh man.
Wow.
Okay, so a quick question I need to ask you guys about my balls real fast.
Okay. I've been waiting for this question all my life.
Shave against the grain.
Yeah.
Oh.
There you go.
I think get them in a really good firm cup.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Cup?
Yeah.
Does Taylor cup his balls?
I don't know. Isn't that what it's called? That thing that's hard that you'd put over it?
No, like a protect ball. It. Yeah, protector.
I want you to protect your balls.
Got it. Well, it's not about protecting. It's more about the size of my balls.
Okay.
Okay, so get this question from a listener. I'm listening to the show, and your microphone is so much more bassy than everyone else on the show. I have to turn the radio down because the difference is so vast. It's very distracting. I'm trying to figure out why this is. I know you're a big hunk of man. Okay.
Wow.
Do you have gigantic balls? I'm imagining you're sitting on a couple of beach balls, maybe yoga ones. It must be very uncomfortable. Perhaps this is the root of all things crystal. Just a theory. Cheers.
Somebody thinks you have big balls. Huh?
Where did this get sent to?
Yeah. Isn't that weird? Have you noticed this? Does this?
I've not noticed your balls looking any bigger than normal.
I mean, your pants were a little tighter the other day, but...
You've been adjusting a little more often. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
you do the awkward pants shuffle that you think nobody can
Michael
see.
Michael Kors underwear. I do not recommend them.
No, because I've never seen somebody reach in their pocket like they're going for something more than Ryan. He's like...
Oh, they ride up, and I need to throw them away. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to make this better for them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how to... How do you deflate someone's balls?
I would think it would be coming more from Crisco. I would think that his booming voice would be distracting, but not mine.
That message sounds like it was kind of for me because that's where the root of all crystal comes from.
Right. Well, and most ball talk is about him.
I've had my balls referenced so many times in this building. It's not even funny.
Well, when they squirt outside of shorts, what are you going to do?
They don't squirt outside of shorts.
He had cut-off shorts on. He lifted his leg up and it squirted out the side, his pig nuts, and we could all see him.
Nobody saw. That was from a different time. Of my life.
But there's the same balls attached to you. They didn't go away.
Why would the place I worked for put up picture with balls hanging out?
You ask them.
Yeah, why would they do any of the things they do?
Well, that's a good question. That's a good follow-up to that.
You currently work for a company that put a picture of one of its employees' outline of his balls online. So why would you think that another radio station wouldn't
Rudy,
do it?
That was your pecker.
It was my pecker.
Rudy's pecker was a little jealous in this convo. He's like, you guys. A little jealous. I didn't say it.
Just his little pecker was a little jealous, that sad little guy.
Looks like his little umbilical cord just fell off, doesn't it?
Oh. Well, this turned around sad. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Large balls, little pecker.
I've seen some of the things ladies text you, so I don't think there's probably a lot little going on there.
Whoa. Why do you think he does it in the dark?
Oh, I don't know
goodness.
Why.
Well,
I don't know why.
I've only ever heard of the Povich curse.
Oh. Povich curse? What's the Povich curse, Rudy?
If you got an extra 3 minutes, I need a way to get to bed. What it is.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Extra 3 minutes? That's a lofty bed.
I know. I mean, I don't know what we're going to do with the other 2 minutes and 15 seconds, but...
Jeez, well, somebody's a showboat.
Yeah. Oh, tiger.
Well, this is a safe place now for your story about your daughter. Something's gone on with your dog at home.
Oh, Ryan, you're going to lose your mind when you hear
what
this.
Happened?
As is Crisco. Des, not so much. So we had a big learning moment on Saturday. So my sister and I went down to TCF Bank Stadium for the Badger Gopher game. We left early because we were going to go down and hang out and get some beers with some friends. So we leave, and my daughter says, hey, I got to swing by the house quick to grab some stuff for gymnastics, and then I'm going to practice, and then... You know, I'm not going to be home for the rest of the day. I was like, all right, that's cool. We go to the game. They went back to the house about 11:30. We went down to the game. Everybody hung out. We got back to my sister's house after the game. It was like 7:30. We pounded down a pizza. We had a couple beers. I'm like, all right, it's time to probably head home. So it's like 8 o'clock. So I pull up to the house. I pull in my garage. I go walking up to my fence to open it up. And what I believe to be a coyote is running down my sidewalk at me.
What?
And I'm like, I freak out and I'm like, oh my, because it's dark. Yeah. You know, it's 8 o'clock, and I'm like, what in the, oh my God, as it's running at me. And all of a sudden, I see these two big jowls come storming up to the fence.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, she left the dog outside.
Oh.
My daughter got home at 11:30 in the morning. I got home about 8 o'clock, and my poor dog had been outside all day. Now,
in the cold, snowy, crappy conditions of Saturday.
Yes. Now, to preface this, she did let him in. When she let him out, she did let him in. However, the back door, during the wintertime, because it's an older house, it kind of starts to swell. So you have to really pull the door tight. Well, she didn't pull it. She pulled it, but not all the way to where the latch came. So they left the house around 11:15, 11:30. I imagine since Paul, once he lays down, he's like an old man. He ain't getting back up. So I imagine since he was still roaming the house after they left, he's been able to do it since we got him. He can get the door open, and then he just pushes the storm door, and he lets himself outside. So I imagine he had been out there since 11, because when I came running up to him, he was spinning circles. Oh, my God, you're here. Let me in the house. So he's got dirt from the tips of his paws all the way up to like his undercarriage. I let him in, and he is just like, I just want food. I just want to lay down. So I toweled him off, and I got him in the tub, and we gave him a bath. So I called my daughter. She was still with my grandmother, or with, you know, her grandmother and my aunt, or her aunt. And I go, hey, we need to talk. This can never happen again.
Oh, yeah.
You left the dog outside for like 9 hours.
Oh, God, I can't imagine the tears.
Immediately cried. Cried all night. Called numerous times asking if Paul was okay. Aww. She was just devastated by it. So,
yeah.
So I was like, so we're going to... But then as I was thinking about it the next day, I was like, you know what? That's a kept dog. That dog needed to get thrown out into the wild for a little while.
That dog is a rescue. It probably had a really rough life.
Are you kidding me? That dog did nothing but stud for 5 years, and then he shows up to where I have... I don't even give him kibble treats. I give him, like, the real pieces of salmon chunks. Like, he's got a good life. 8 hours out in the cold ain't gonna kill that dog. There's a little bit of me that's like, good on you, man.
Love that you got the pimp dog. He's like, 5 years after that, where else am I gonna go but Rudy's house? Yeah. Studding.
I did feel bad, but then I thought, that dog's gonna be totally 100% fine. And it's not like it was crazy cold out.
No, it was just more the snow and rain and constant. Yeah, he'll be fine, but that's a long time.
8 hours in that's bad.
I know. But then, I was thinking, like, I guarantee, like, hey, there was a rich family from Chicago that left their child at home while they flew all the way to Europe. Did they not?
That's a movie.
That's not a movie. That's a biography. Kevin McAllister was left at home.
I just watched it over the weekend. It's a movie.
Please tell me you treated him to, like, a fancy dinner of something great.
Yeah, I actually went that night. I went and I got some rice, and I cooked up a bunch of venison with ground beef in it. And then we sat down, and he had a nice big old fat meal after that. Yeah,
he's like, you know what? Leave me outside again. This is fantastic.
Happy you let him eat carbs.
Yeah, totally.
You don't let anybody else.
No, not in my life. I ain't gonna have no fat dog.
Jowls are looking big.
I did that once with my dog. Never again. Yeah. Oh, the guilt that comes over you. And my dog was out in a snowstorm and weighed, 10, 12 pounds?
Tiny.
Yeah, this was just recent, wasn't it? Last couple of years or so?
No, it's a dog that's no longer with us. Not because of that, but he looked like Max with the snow beard. And,
and the look on their face when you open the door.
Listen to Chris, Godez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.